Another day, another strike. This is the senior doctors again, the dentist as well, this time for 4 hours. You remember strikes one and two lasted for 2 hours each. Health New Zealand wants the Employment Relations Authority involved now. Sarah Dalton, Association of Salaried Medical Specialists, is back with us. Sarah, morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm well, and so we meet again. Is today going to make any difference?
I certainly hope so, and our members really hope so. They want this solved.
I'm sure they do. Are you a mile apart or not?
Well, that's one of the frustrations. They have been unable to tell us exactly how far apart we are in terms of cost of settlement. We are writing to them formally to try and get them to properly explain that. And, of course, facilitated bargaining through the ERA should assist.
And do you reckon the ERA is the way? Shouldn't we get in there earlier? I asked the teachers about this when they were busy striking. Just get in there early, get a neutral party, say, what do you want, what we, you know, et cetera, sort it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And getting the right people around the table. You know, one of the things we find frustrating is who the employer chooses to send along to bargaining.
Right, and so what you've had so far is 2, 2 and 4. If 4 doesn't work and we're not going to mediation, what are you going to do next?
We have put in strike notices for a 12 and 24 hour strike.
Do you think you're being hard enough? Not that I'm a fan of strikes, I hate strikes, but 2 and 2 and 4 doesn't strike me as really sticking it up them.
Senior doctors have never embarked on strike action in New Zealand, so the fact that there's even a 2 hour strike is big. Is significant from our point of view and from our members' points of view. But the fact that they voted 83% in favour of 12 and 24-hour strikes would suggest that we can be tougher if need be. We would prefer not to be. Mm. But, you know, we're in an international market for senior doctors. We have nearly 50% of our medical workforce come from somewhere else in the world. They don't want to come here anymore. We've got massive vacancies. And we've got an employer who says, oh, we're really committed to fixing these gaps. And by the way, we're not going to inflation adjust your salaries. Yeah. How are we going to get people here?
I agree.
It's impossible.
I agree. Sarah, they may already be here, but stuck at Auckland Airport. You never know. Good luck with that today. Sarah Dalton, who's the Executive Director of the Association of Salaried Medical Specialists.
Should I book you there? Optometrist appointment right now? Or
I don't know.